Do natural disasters leave ghosts? Up next, we'll be discussing the spirits left behind after the 2011 tsunami that hit Japan. Stay tuned, little Stardusties. Only on Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
For the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal.
Well, howdy, little Stardusties. Tis I, the secret ingredient to your auric gumbo. Enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary, Space Queen and Star Pirate. I mean Star Queen and Space Pirate. I am Exie. And this is our 40th episode! Hooray! I think I am spiritual numbered out right now. But I can't believe some of you have stuck around the entire 40 episodes thus far. Will the show return next week? Well, I don't have any immediate plans to stop doing this anytime soon. Though I may take a break pretty soonish, possibly close to summertime, to attend to some personal Star Queen business. And Space Pirate stuff. You know the drill. But I will try to give my Stardusties a little warning before I do that. Well, as I said in the intro, we will be discussing spirits that people have seen that are tied to the 2011 tsunami that hit the coast of Japan. If I am a good noodle and I publish this episode on time, then this episode will air on March 10th, and the day after, March 11th, will be the 12-year anniversary since the tsunami hit the coast of Japan. But before I get into that, I'd like to go ahead and do Terrible Tarot, trying to keep it a little respectful today. Due to the nature of the episode, and the fact that the disaster really wasn't that long ago, so it is still fresh on the minds of the people who had to endure a lot of it. The world is still seeing the effects of the Fukushima nuclear reactor meltdown that occurred because of the tsunami. And as of this 2015 article, there are still over 200,000 people who have been displaced, and they're still living in temporary housing because of the tsunami. So it's still having a great impact on people. But anyway, as I was saying, Terrible Tarot. I like to call this segment Terrible Tarot. Why is it terrible, you ask? It is short, sweet, and probably not a reading you'd pay me for. However, I do longer and more in-depth tarot readings for the collective on Patreon. Patreon.com/StarQueenParanormal. But you can hear me shuffling pretty terribly. That's the bit, you see. And your cards for today are the Page of Pentacles, Strength, and the Devil Reversed. Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. My dear little Stardusties, the cards are telling me that you had this idea that you were toying with, this idea that you were looking to explore. Could be in the realm of finance, maybe something you wanted to learn, a college course. It was something that you were excited about, but the cards are telling me that you're not quite as excited about it as you were. Like maybe you've lost confidence. The cards are telling me that not only are you strong enough to take on this idea, this project you may have had, But if you do try to conquer this conquest, it may even help you shed some inner darkness or bad habits that you felt were weighing you down before. I guess what the cards are trying to say is you've got this. And once you realize you've got this, whatever was in the way won't be holding you back anymore. And that was truly terrible. Today's channel message comes from November 7th, 2022. Imagination is the gateway to the truth. And today's bizarre headlines, just like the universe to send me a bizarre headline that sometimes goes with the show, this article is from February 23rd, 2023. A mysterious metal sphere washes up on a Japanese beach, sparking an investigation. A cryptic metal ball has washed ashore at Enshu Beach in the city of Hamamatsu on Japan's Pacific coast. The rusty orange-tinted sphere, some are calling the Godzilla egg, gained worldwide interest this week after a resident spotted it and alerted police. The metal sphere is about 5 feet in diameter. It has two raised handles, and it looks very much like one of the Saiyan ships from Dragon Ball Z, or Superman's ship. But the call prompted police to contact the bomb squad to investigate. The investigative team eventually deemed the object safe after x-rays determined that it was hollow, and that it was likely not any part of an espionage operation or anything. The most likely answer for what this object is a steel mooring buoy, probably from a foreign country. And even Hamamatsu's civil engineering office said it considers it to be a foreign-made buoy. Whatever it might be, the foreign-made buoy, Dragon Ball ship, Godzilla egg thing is not considered a threat and has been removed from the beach. Speaking of Godzilla eggs, do you enjoy your giant monster eggs sunny side up or over hard? I'll prepare them any way you like. Be right back.
Hey, welcome to Shamblefest.
I'm Jess.
I'm Amber. And we are your one-stop weekly shop for news shambles.
We're a weekly WTF and current events comedy podcast. We drop episodes every Monday morning. Tune in.
Shamble on.
On March 11th, 2011, at 2:46 p.m., a magnitude 9.1 earthquake struck about 80 miles east of Sendai, Japan, at a depth of about 18.6 miles below the floor of the Pacific Ocean. It was the strongest earthquake to hit Japan in recorded history, and the fourth largest recorded earthquake worldwide. The earthquake triggered waves, and the height of the waves vary, but according to Wikipedia, it was rated as a major tsunami, being at least 3 meters high, or 9.8 feet. The height of the prediction varied, the greatest height being for Miyagi at 6 meters, or 20 feet high, and the tsunami inundated a total area of approximately 561 square kilometers, or 217 square miles in Japan. Much like the 2004 Indian Ocean earthquake and tsunami, the damage was done mostly by surging water, and it claimed over 19,500 lives, injured over 6,200, and as of 2021, 2,500 people are still missing and presumed dead. And I think I said the wrong date earlier in the episode, but a 2018 article said that over 2,228,000 people were still displaced from their homes and living in temporary housing. So that was 5 years ago. They were still living in temporary housing, waiting to go back to their tsunami-damaged areas. And in Japan, most families will have a Shinto or a Buddhist ceremony for their deceased loved ones. But in the case of the tsunami, a lot of people weren't able to receive a proper goodbye. Most of the Buddhist ceremonies involve cremation, and the crematoriums that were still intact were overloaded. So many places, unfortunately, had to dig mass graves for the victims of the tsunami. So there was a lot of grief, a lot of heartbreak, and a lot of regret attached to this natural disaster. It isn't really a wonder that people started reporting seeing spirits not long in the aftermath of the tsunami. There were some people who reported seeing their neighbors who had died. Their neighbors were just going about their business. Some of these ghosts were reported just sitting in puddles. Several people would report seeing shadows of people walking past their windows in tsunami-damaged areas when no one else would be around. One man reported seeing the ghost of his mother not very long after the tsunami claimed her life and dragged her house away. It was not long after she was confirmed deceased. And many researchers in the aftermath consider Japan to be not that religious. However, culturally, a lot of people are superstitious in Japan. But the reports of ghost sightings were a surprise, I think, because many researchers were expecting them to be rare. And ghost sightings in Japan were not rare at all, especially after the tsunami. An article written in 2016 by Yuka Kudo focused specifically on cab drivers who experienced paranormal encounters. The cab drivers were from areas affected by the tsunami. Kudo said that they spoke to 100 cab drivers in devastated areas, 7 of whom came forward with paranormal encounters. One taxi driver spoke of a woman who was wearing heavy winter clothes in the middle of summer. Her outfit was drenched, but it had not rained for several days. She climbed into the back seat of his cab and asked him to take him to an area that had been destroyed and largely abandoned in the Minamihama district. That area is destroyed and almost empty, the driver told her as he flipped on the meter. Are you sure? The woman replied with a shiver in her voice. Have I died? The shocked driver turned to look at the woman, only to find that his back seat was empty. Kudo also wrote of a similar incident from a different cab driver. This cab driver picked up a strange young man in his 20s. Wearing a thick coat. The young man climbed into the back. This driver had a strange feeling about this young man. The 20-something-year-old didn't really speak. He only told the driver, Hiyoriyama, which is a park at the summit of Little Mount Hiyoriyama. The driver drove the quiet young man to the location. And the young man even pointed to the side of the road where he wanted to be let off. And as the driver pulled in, he turned around to be paid, and the back seat was empty. The young man had not been there. Another driver said that he sees the spirits wandering all the time in the devastated areas, and he's even developed physical symptoms where he can discern the difference now between living passengers and those who may have passed on. He said that he feels a strange tingle, and he's overcome with like a strange feeling of depression, but he's able to tell when someone is not of our physical plane. The phantom passenger phenomenon is such a common occurrence that many cab drivers just take the ghosts to their requested locations, and when they get there, the cab drivers will pay the fares for them, in hopes that taking these spirits to their requested locations will help them move on from this realm. A Buddhist monk, Tayo Kaneda, said that he saw an increase of people claiming to see ghosts, especially ghosts of loved ones after the tsunami, and even encountered a handful of people who may have been possessed by the spirits of those who passed in the tsunami. He recounted a story of a woman he calls Amy, who came to his temple in distress because she was plagued by several ghosts. He said that Amy's voice would change according to which ghost was speaking. One of the ghosts she channeled was a little girl who was on a beach running from the wave and holding her little brother's hand. Her little brother shouted that he couldn't run anymore, and he let go of her hand. The last thing she saw was her little brother being washed away from her in the waves. The spirit of this little girl said she couldn't move on until she apologized to her mother for letting go of her little brother's hand. Interestingly, unlike some of the other people Kaneda has seen for possession relating to tsunami spirits, the woman he calls Amy had no ties to the tsunami. She didn't live in or near any areas that were impacted by the destruction. She told Kaneda that she has always just been really sensitive to ghosts, and after the tsunami, she seemed to have been swarmed by them. Because when she first saw Kaneda, she claimed that even one was gripping her by the leg. Now, Kaneda performed Buddhist sutras for exorcism on her. He believes that she is a sensitive channeler who may not have realized that she was psychic, but he told her to come back anytime she needed another exorcism. Kaneda also told the story of another man who had surveyed the destruction of the tsunami. He came home, he ate his dinner like usual, he drank his tea. Then suddenly he convulsed on the floor, making animal sounds. He then rushed out to the field behind his house and rolled in the mud, much to the horror of his wife and mother. The next day, this man had no recollection of his animal-like romping through the mud. But the same thing had occurred for 3 nights, and the voices of the spirits possessing him became more guttural sounding, and they started to threaten violence and started speaking of the dead. The man's family urged him to go speak to a Buddhist monk, and Kaneda performed some exorcism sutras on him. The spirits never returned to the man. Another reported ghost is one of an old woman who shows up for tea at a refugee home in Onagawa. She is such a frequent visitor that the residents have set a place just for her. When the woman inevitably finishes her tea and goes on with her afterlife, I guess, the cushion that they have set out for her is covered in seawater when she leaves. And there is a story of a fire station in Tagadjo. This fire station would receive incessant phone calls that they traced back to a location that was nothing but ruins. The calls were so frequent and so incessant that the firefighters eventually decided to visit the ruins and pray for the souls of those who had died. They said that when they offered up their prayers, the incessant calls from this location had stopped. But the Buddhist monk who was mentioned, Taiyo Kaneda, once said, "It doesn't really matter whether ghosts exist or not. What matters is that people believe in them, and to them, these experiences are real." For more information on the spirits of the tsunami, there is an episode on the Netflix version of Unsolved Mysteries. That's in Season 2, Episode 4. I think that episode is called Tsunami Spirits. Be forewarned, it is a very sad episode and very difficult to watch. There is a book called Ghosts of the Tsunami, written by Richard Lloyd Perry. And if you would like to dig deeper on Yuka Kudo's research on the phantom passengers, the author's name is Yuka, Y-U-K-A, Kudo, K-U-D-O. And you can probably find more information on that on your search engine of choice. But what do you believe, Stardusties? Do you believe a natural disaster would leave behind spirits? Perhaps spirits that left before they were ready? Or who didn't have time to know what hit them? Or do you perhaps believe that people see such things? Because grief and trauma can make you more susceptible to these kinds of beliefs. What do you think, Stardusties? Do you have any paranormal stories? We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram, whenever we feel like updating, at Star Queen Paranormal. Or you can have exclusive bragging rights to being an exclusive Stardusty when you head on over to patreon.com/starqueenparanormal. Where you can access exclusive content and tell people you're an exclusive Stardusty. That could be you! So, Stardusties, always remember to hydrate and practice self-love. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight. Continue existing as you would, my dudes.